pan, so eat it, just eat it. Don't wanna argue, I don't wanna debate, don't wanna hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate, so eat it. Don't you tell me you're full, just eat it. Chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried. Just eat it. Just eat it. Just eat it. Just eat it. Your table manners are a crying shame. You're playing with your food, this thing's some kind of game. Now if you starve to death, you'll just have yourself to blame. So eat it. Just eat it.
Jack, when I won this belt, I told the whole world that before my career was over, they'd be calling me the greatest champion of all time. And that means I don't duck anybody. Now, Briscoe, you're one man, one of a few that hold a victory over Ric Flair. But that was before I was the world champion. Now, brother, I'm going to class by myself. You know it, Briscoe. Woo! All the ladies know it. And I don't care what kind of a dandy you are or how much of a man you've been in the past. True, you were a great world champion, Jack Briscoe. But now, brother, you got to face the Big Daddy. And when you get in with me, Big Jack, you're going to find out why. Woo! The Nature Boy is a legend in his own time. Mike Graham. Well, let me tell you something, Mike Graham. Ever since I got in this great sport of wrestling, the Graham name has echoed around my head. Because everybody says Eddie Graham was one of the greatest, and his son, Mike Graham, has followed in his footsteps. So I come down to Florida several months ago, and just by quirk, by luck, you're lucky enough to take a fall on me. Well, that didn't mean one damn thing to Ric Flair, brother, because he went right ahead, and what did he do? He demolished the Dream. I took the Dream, Mike Graham, and now, brother, I'm coming to Florida to show you and all these people down here why Ric Flair is the man. Mike Graham, don't get in my way, brother. A man like you, I will step on and walk over and spit on. Be there, baby. Woo! You know, along with being a world champion comes a great deal of responsibility, a lot of leadership, because a lot of people all over the world are looking up to this 10 pounds of gold. In my case, they look up to me first, because Ric Flair is the man, brother. He has been the man, and he will stay the man. And now, the last thing I had to do to show them all that I was the greatest was win the World Heavyweight Championship. And that's what I did. And whether the state of Florida likes it or not, the man I beat was their dream. I'm talking about Dusty Rhodes, their man of the hour. As the Dream would say, the man with the power. Well, he wasn't too powerful the night I steamrolled him and took this 10 pounds of gold. And I'm coming back to Florida, not because I want to by any means. Florida's got nothing to offer the world's heavyweight champion. But there's a few wrestlers down here that I've got to even a score with. You see, I like being known as the greatest. And to be the greatest, woo, you have to beat them all. Now, Mike Graham, you were lucky one night. Briscoe, you've been lucky once or twice. And Dusty Rhodes, for what you did to me down here, pal, hitting me over the head with this gold belt, putting these holes in my head, that means you and I got to go around again. Not because I think you deserve a shot at the belt, but because I want you. Florida, whether you like it or not, the Nature Boy is the man. He's going to stay the man. And he is going to be your champion. This is my belt, but Ric Flair is going to be your champion, and he is going to take Florida until Florida looks him in the eye and says, Nature Boy, you are the greatest.
There's a story you should know from 100 years ago, and 100 years we've waited now to tell. Now the Yankees come along, and they'll listen to this song, and they'll quake in fear to hear this rebel yell.
And they'll quake in fear to hear this rebel yell. Yeah! Oh, the South's gonna rise again. Yeah! Oh, the South's gonna rise again.
Robert E. Lee broke his musket on his knee, and 1,000 pieces shattered on the ground. But he looked up then, and he gathered up his men, and from his lips there came an awful sound.
And from his lips there came an awful sound. Yeah! Oh, the South's gonna rise again. Yeah! Oh, the South's gonna rise again.
Took a gun and he made the Yankees run, but he took a fatal bullet in the chest. As he fell down dead, old Stonewall said, I'm a giving you a dying man's request.
I'm a giving you a dying man's request. Yeah! Oh, the South's gonna rise again. Yeah! Oh, the South's gonna rise again.
Stewart spurred his horse and the Yankees ran, of course, but there wasn't any powder for his guns. So he said to his boys, let's make a lot of noise and we'll charge again and make them Yankees run.
And we'll charge again and make them Yankees run. Yee-haw! Oh, the South's gonna rise again. Yee-haw! Oh, the South's gonna rise again.
Robert E. Lee broke his musket on his knee, and 1,000 pieces shattered on the ground. But he looked up then, and he gathered up his men, and from his lips there came an awful sound.
And from his lips there came an awful sound. Yeah! Oh, the South's gonna rise again. Yeah! Oh, the South's gonna rise again.
I'm trying to go tone. Angle's going to choke the Undertaker out here.
He made Taker tap before with this.
Undertaker trying to get the pin, but the Undertaker losing oxygen. He's got his hands in between the legs. Undertaker is trying to counter. There's a cover, a count, a near fall. But the longer the Undertaker fights it, the harder he fights it.
Oh, my God.
The quicker he's going to go down. Oh, my God. My God, that's inhuman. That is inhuman.
Where did he get that? Oh, he's got it.
And Angle, right back to that triangle. The now, triangle choke.
Now he's really got it cinched in. This is it. Undertaker, he's got a tap.
The Undertaker's an undisputed title. Hanging in the balance here. It's damn near over.
He's got a tap.
This war is almost over.
Oh, wait a minute. He's out. He's out. One more time and he's out. Kurt Angle.
And The Rock.
What?
The Rock stopped it. The Undertaker's arm, you got to believe, was going to drop for the third and final time. But The Rock stopped it.
Uh-oh. Watch it, Kurt.
Drop over The Rock button. It's counted. Ankle lock. The ankle lock.
You see the quickness, the cat-like quickness of Kurt Angle. Now he's got The Rock.
What a phenomenon the Kurt Angle is. He's got the ankle lock on The Rock. But The Rock counters. There's a cover. The count. No. No, my God, how close was
Unbelievable.
That?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Look out. Oh, no.
Undertaker hooking up Kurt Angle. Choke slam. Choke slam by the Undertaker. Damn near out on his feet. And wait a minute. Refuses to die as well. My God, what a match. What a main event. What a vengeance. What a night.
You're right. The dead man refuses to die, JR. He will not relinquish that undisputed championship.
And we're back to just where we damn sure started. It's anybody's ball game. The undisputed title on the line. Angle is at the roll-up. The cradle. The knee of the tights. Oh, he got a near fall. My God. Undertaker drilling a rock in the headlights.
Oh!
The ankle slam on the Undertaker. The Undertaker is down.
How much more can he get now?
The champion is down. Angle is up.
Look at Kurt Angle. He's
down. Wait, rock bottom. Yes, it's over. The Rock.
He's the winner of this match. And
people's champion. He's the undisputed champion.
Rockets, 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 rockets.
I've got to have my way. I know what you're thinking. Did he fire six shots or only five? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But Ian, this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
I got to know.
Triple cream cuts for Christopher, Squelchy Snodder for Oldies, Sizzler for June Marie, and listen, Wonka's got a new one today.
What is it?
This is called a scrumdiddlyumptious bar.
Scrumdiddlyumptious bar? How does he do it?
My dear boy, do you ask a fish how it swims?
No.
Or a bird how it flies?
No.
No, sirree, you don't. They do it because they were born to do it. Just like Willy Wonka was born to be a candy man, and you look like you were born to be a Wonkerer. Who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew, cover it in chocolate and a miracle or two? The Candyman. The Candyman can. The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. Who can take a rainbow, wrap it in a sigh, soak it in the sun and make a strawberry lemon pie?
The Candyman?
The Candyman. The Candyman can. The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. Willy Wonka makes everything he bakes satisfying and delicious. Talk about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes. Who can take tomorrow, dip it in a dream, separate the sorrow and collect up all the cream? The Candyman.
Willy Wonka.
The Candyman can. The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. And the world tastes good, cause the Candyman thinks it should.
You know, Lex, the whole world is going to find out that you sold out. You know that you sold out. More important, I know that you sold out. I've got plenty of facts and plenty of proof. How about the time on King's Court when the million-dollar man said it's a done deal? It's a done deal, Lex. How about when the million-dollar man came down by ringside and he was watching you, Lex? How about when I come down after my match, where'd I find you? In the million-dollar man's dressing room. You sold out. The whole world is going to find out in a few moments that you sold out. I said I can beat you anywhere, anyplace. Well, today is the time. I'm going to ringside. You go get the million-dollar man and come strut down ringside, because I'll be waiting for you in the ring.
Taka to the outside again. Going up. And no.
Oh, look at that. I just figured it out, McMahon. I'm the super sleuth of the evening. I know why the Million Dollar Man's not out here.
Hey, why's that?
He's in the back with The Undertaker because he knows that Lex Luger can handle...
Oh, with that clothesline!
He can handle the top
of the other one. Wait a minute, I think. Speaking of the Million Dollar Man, here he comes.
He's coming to congratulate him.
Well, he has a bag in his hand. What's in the bag?
Coming to congratulate him. happening. He hears it. What do you want me to do now, Ted?
Wait a minute. Look at this. DiBiase. Tatanka coming up from behind. Rolls out Luger. One, two. That's it. Wow. Well, now what do you say? Now what do you say?
Wait a minute. I guess I gotta say
that Luger is kind of
stupid.
Ted DiBiase with money in his hand. Let's see if we can pick up the dialogue. And wait a minute. The bad kick by Ted. Look at this.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. It was a setup. Look at this. It was a setup.
Wait a minute.
The streak is over! Michaels is
You can literally see their bodies shaking, twitching, in pain, in emotion. Michael's back to his feet first. He is stalking. He is tuning up the band. He's looking to put the Phenom away. Sweet chin music.
No, 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 no.
Choke slam.
Oh, my God. How does he do it on that leg? How did The Undertaker deliver that choke slam? But can he get the cover?
Can Undertaker pin Shawn Michaels here? Will he end the storied career?
I don't know if Undertaker can even stand on that leg.
Shawn Michaels has not moved since the choke slam. Oh, my. How is Undertaker standing?
Why did he just try to cover him?
Oh, no. Undertaker, again, going for a tombstone pile driver. Trying to drive the career of Michaels into the burial plot.
This is it.
The career of Shawn Michaels is over.
Oh, no.
He kicked out.
70,000 plus on their feet.
Shawn Michaels will not surrender. Shawn Michaels has no quit.
The Phenom cannot believe it.
You can feel the emotion seeping through the pores of over 72,000 fans here in Phoenix.
Uh-oh.
Michaels is twisted. Michaels' body is bent.
Uh-oh.
Respect shown for the career of Shawn Michaels.
Listen.
Never ask me what I wanted. You only ask me why. me. Oh yeah.
Disorders. The first night out runs an auto repair shop. The first Silk Spectre is a bloated, aging whore, dying in a California rest resort. Dollar Bill got his cape stuck in a revolving door where he got gunned down. Silhouette, murdered. A victim of her own indecent lifestyle. Mothman's in an asylum in Maine. Even Adrian Veidt, possible homosexual, must investigate further. Only two names remain on my list. Both share private quarters at Rockefeller Military Research Center. I shall go to them. I shall go tell the indestructible man that someone plans to murder him.
Oh, everybody get on up, 'cause you know we got to get it wrong. Mary J is in the spot tonight, and I'ma make you feel alright. Come on, baby, just party with me. Let it loose and set your body free. Leave your situations at the door, so when you step inside, jump on the floor.
Let's get it funk up on the funk up on the
drama
in our life.
With the great track pumping, everybody's jumping. Go ahead and twist your back and get your body bumping. I told you, leave your situations out the door. So grab somebody and get your ass on the dance floor.
Let's get it.
Thank you.
A barren waste without the taste of water,
cool water.
Old Dan and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water,
water,
cool
water,
clear
water,
water,
water.
Keep a moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. And he spread the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you? The nights are cool and I'm a pool. Each star's a pool of water.
Cool water.
But with the dawn I'll wake and yawn and care. Moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. And he spread the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you?
The
shadows sway and seem to say, tonight we pray for water.
Cool water.
And way up there he'll hear our prayer and show us where there's
water,
water,
cool
water, clear
water.
Keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. And he spread the burning sand with water. Then can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you?
Dan's
feet are sore, he's yearning for just one thing more than water.
Cool. water.
Water.
Like me, I guess he'd like to rest where there's no quest for water.
Water.
Cool.
Water.
Clear.
Shot.
How the hell are you?
20 feet shot. Now, Hiltz is on the other end of that rope in the woods. As soon as you feel a couple of tugs, off you go, but you'll have to keep Colin low on the way across.
Right.
Good luck, Colin.
Thanks, Mac.
Roger, you and I had better get out of here. We won't have a chance of any of the trains. It's moving. We'll just have to pass the instructions from man to man. Right. I'll be right behind you.
Waiting.